Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 23rd of October 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Weekend is nearly upon us, which I'm really grateful for. Got plans for this weekend. We've got seeds to sow and lots of other things. However, one of the big things we had, or meant to have had, a storm come through last night, which didn't really happen. We had a loud clap of thunder and a lot of rain, and that was about it. Although I'm very, very grateful for the rain, I bang on a lot about the rain at the moment, so I won't go too much into it. But let's just say lots of plans all depend on the weather. Now, this evening I went out to my shed and I sowed some corn salad, which is from this month's seed pack. Corn salad is a really interesting, great little crop for this time of year. One that doesn't really shout for attention, but just quietly fills up those salad bowls for the autumn or winter. It's really, really hardy. Really hardy, easy to grow, and perfect for anyone who just wants something a bit fresh when other greens have given up. Now, I sowed these in plug plants, just filled my plug plant trainers up with seed sowing compost and just scattered a seed on top. The seeds are quite small, so you don't have to use plug plants. You could just use a tray and just scatter them on top and give them a very, very fine covering. You could also sow them outside, but I wouldn't do that at the moment. Now, I do find that these seeds tend to germinate best in cooler conditions, so it is a perfect time to sow these now. Keep the soil moist, and within a few weeks, you will have young leaves. Now, they do like free-draining soil, but moisture retentive at the same time. They're not too fussed about sun conditions. They can tolerate a bit of shade. But if you have got a greenhouse or a cold frame, it's well worth just having some growing in there as well, just to keep you in salad leaves right throughout the winter. Some of mine will end up growing in my veggie pot. Very, very little work to grow these as well. They tend to look after themselves. Just keep them weed free. Won't need much feeding. Won't need much anything else. As long as, of course, you follow the rules of adding compost and what have you. It's a really, really easy plant to look after. Just harvest the leaves when you require them. And that's it. Using salads, using a lot of tasty dishes. Now, my plans for this weekend. So I always like to share my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might inspire you to do a few things yourself or give you a few ideas of what you could do yourself. I've got to admit, I've got a list. I sat down this evening just writing out a list of to-do, both in the garden and in the allotment, and the list is as long as my arm. But a few areas I'm going to be concentrating on. So the kitchen garden, it's all about having that big tidy up, clearing away old crops, adding mulch and composting and things like that. Sowing a few more seeds ready for early greens. But one area I particularly want to concentrate on is my patio area and the veggie pod area. It's been a little bit neglected lately, so I'd just like to give it a good sort out before the weather turns out much colder. And the veggie pod in particular is going to be used a lot to grow food over the winter. Because of the protective cover, I find that it's a great place to grow plenty of food. Now, down on the allotment, main part task that I'm going to be doing this weekend is harvesting the last of my potatoes. A little bit later than planned, but they'll still be good. I'm going to get them all up and get them into storage after I've hardened off the skin. And then all I'm going to do is prepare the bed, scatter a bit of compost over. Those beds are going to be used for brassicas, so a bit of compost would do them a bit of good. And then just give the allotment a good tidy up. Add some more leaves to my leaf mold bin. Basically, it's a weekend where I'm going to be bouncing between both sites with a lot of jobs to do, but little finicky jobs. You, of course, hear more on that on the podcast on Monday, of what I have been doing. Now, if you are looking for a few jobs that you could do this weekend, I've got some for you. In the garden, tidy away any dead or yellowing foliage from any spent crops. mulch around perennials and empty beds to protect the soil for winter. I have written these down, so I'm reading off my script, and I haven't really practiced it, to be honest. Pot up herbs such as parsley and chives to bring them indoors, and give your tools a good clean and oil before the wetter weather sets in. On your allotment, lift and store your remaining potatoes and carrots. Sow overwinter in broad beans or peas if you haven't already. Clear old bean canes and stack them neatly for next year, and start collecting leaves for compost or leaf mould bins. Also, if you've got a greenhouse in either location, it's a good time to have a wash down of a glass and maximise the light that you have in there over winter. So that's the plan for this weekend, tidying, mulching, harvesting with a bit of seed sowing thrown in. Now, one of the things that I do want to mention to you tonight is something that I very, very, very rarely talk of. This time of year, we are obviously going to be prepping our allotments, prepping our gardens, ready for growing food next year. And one of the key things that I think many gardeners do is invest in compost, which I think is a great thing to do. But I tend to rely solely on compost that I create or compost that I buy from a garden centre in bags. I'm not too worried about buying a big, dumpy, 1,000-litre or whatever it is bag of compost. It costs about £300. PAS 100 is one that is often quoted because it's so full of nutrients. It's great for vegetable gardens. So why don't I buy it in myself? It is purely because I am stingy. I don't want to spend money on things like compost when I can make it here at home. I want to use what I have here at home, and I want to maximise what I have here at home. So I could go spend £300, as I say, on some compost, bring that in, cart it round the back, lay it on my beds and use it as a mulch, and it will go down rather well. And it'll probably actually give me some really, really good vegetable gardens. Instead, what I like to do, so I have a bucket, a bin, that whenever I empty a pot that has had compost in it, such as when I've pricked out my seedlings, I put all that compost into that bin. That for me is a great source of a mulch. I can spread that around my plants throughout the year, use that as a mulch. That's one source of compost. The other source, of course, is my homemade compost, where I put all my organic matter, carbon and nitrogen, into my compost bins. I scoop that out when it's rotted down to a beautiful compost, and I use that in my allotment. Great thing to do as well. Now, one of the other things that many gardeners will also import is manure. And I used to have a good supply of manure, but unfortunately he closed up. And now I'm at the point, I don't really want to import manure. I don't want to transport manure around in the back of my car, my van, whatever it may be. Instead, I rely solely on my chicken manure. And I think, in all honesty, if you are growing your own food, chicken manure is a great resource. It's one that I use a lot, and it does me well. I've got 5 chickens, they produce a lot of mess. That all goes into a chicken manure bin, and I use that as my source of manure. Now, I bring this up with you guys because I'm wondering whether you import compost, you make your own compost, or what you do. I know some of the big gardens will still import compost, so it's nothing to be ashamed of if you do have to import compost. But personally for me, I don't. I'm able to produce enough. Right, that's it for tonight. I'm going to wrap this one up. I will be back on Sunday with another podcast for you. I've also got a live stream on Sunday, and I'm getting Monday's main podcast ready to roll as well. You take care, guys. I'll speak to you again next time.